I don't understand at all what psychoenergetic science even is. So that's an obvious starting point.
Okay, well, let me give you sort of a thumbnail view of that. If you look at conventional establishment science, you write yourself a little equation. You write mass with arrows going back and forth to energy. And pretty much all of conventional science deals with that reaction. And Einstein, of course, quantified the relationship between the two a long time ago.
Stay good and close to the phone for
okay.
me.
Okay. And the conventional science deals, its reference frame for viewing nature is space-time, and relativity theory imposes the limitation that everything must go slower than the velocity of light.
That's correct.
So that's conventional. And now if you look at psychoenergetics, basically you take those two terms, mass and energy, and you add another one to the right of energy. You've got arrows going back and forth to consciousness.
Oh, and God, here we go.
And you expand the reference frame to include higher dimensional realms, and you remove the restriction of the velocity of light.
I can see we're going to get along just fine.
Good.
So you draw more lines, but to consciousness.
Right. Of course, we don't have a good definition of consciousness.
No, we don't.
At this point in time.
No, we don't.
But in essence, each of those terms appears to be convertible one to the other.
We seem to be learning now more about consciousness rather quickly. There is a whole raft of experiments that are going on, and you and I, I'm sure, will talk about them. And you have done some experiments of your own, right?
Absolutely.
So I want to first hear about your experiments, and then we'll talk about others. But I really, really want to hear what you've been doing and how you even decided to try it.
Okay, well, the place where we started was that there has been an unstated assumption by conventional establishment science, really for the last two paradigms, that is quantum mechanics and classical mechanics. And what is held by most scientists is the assumption that no human qualities of consciousness, intention, emotion, mind, or spirit can significantly influence a well-designed target experiment in physical reality.
Huh.
So I decided to start there and set out to either prove it right or wrong.